Taylor Swift is our guest.
Do you Google your symptoms whenever you're feeling bad?
No.
Don't do it. It's always cancer. Just letting you know.
Oh,
you
my
don't.
God.
Did you, Luke Bryan, break Tim McGraw's foot?
Look at that fake look on your face.
The concern.
The concern grin smirk.
Let me see how
he
to answer
said,
this.
He said backstage at the show, Luke sees a spider, freaks out like a little girl, jumps up and down and lands on his foot and breaks Tim McGraw's foot.
Well, see, here's what happened. I needed a dollar. I asked Tim. He was busy in a meet and greet, so he just handed me his wallet, and I got a dollar out, and then I dropped his wallet on his foot.
Okay.
And the sheer weight of the wallet
broke his foot. Gotcha.
Broke his foot.
That's almost as dumb as the he saw spider line.
The truth is out there.
Was he shaking it for you? Was he? Is that what he's doing?
Tim McGraw, shake it for me. Tim, shake it for me. Tim.
Come on, Tim, do it for the birds. Do it for the bees.
Hey, this is Jason Aldean, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
What are you doing?
I've been missing y'all, so I just came.
We get that a lot.
Yeah, y'all.
I can't imagine. McGraw won't leave us alone.
Yeah.
He's always bugging us. It's now awkward because I know you have something to give us, and then we're just kind of sitting here.
What are you saying? You want me to shut up and just give you the present?
No, just
you're like my kid at Christmas, bro. You guys, I've known y'all for a long time, ever since we got started, and you guys have always been great to us and supportive, and so we just hit our 2 million album mark, so we wanted to bring you guys by a double platinum plaque.
Oh, dude,
for Big D and Bubba.
Oh, that's hot, man.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And I don't even have one of these yet.
Miranda Lambert told us that she hated the wedding gift that we got for her and Blake. It was some taxidermy. So we caught up with Blake at the CMA Awards and had to talk all about it.
We found out where it is.
I really didn't think that it would
no,
make
at
it
all.
She
home
and
with
she
you.
She said it's not going in the house, and I put it somewhere where she can't reach it.
On top of the ice machine?
Yeah, on top of the ice machine.
She said that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you all. Every time I see it, she's not going to clean it and take care of it.
Are you worried that one day you're going to come home and it's going to be on the floor and she'll be like,
remember like in Christmas Story, like the leg lamp? And he's like, you did this on purpose.
Here's the thing. There's really nothing I can do about it if she does break it.
You know what?
Let's be honest.
Hey, you know what? You know what happens? Then another little baby possum dies, and another little bullfrog dies, and another one gets made.
That's right.
And then you go, listen, we'll keep this game up. How many possums have to die? You're killing these possums.
Right.
Garth Brooks.
He's on the phone now, dude.
What's up, brother?
How are you guys?
You don't get that very often. What's up, brother, do you?
No, I am not hip, so yeah, I don't get that too much.
Dude.
Trace Adkins is joining us, and what did you get Rhonda? What are you planning for Rhonda for Valentine's Day?
I'll probably run in Walgreens at the last minute and get a card.
Good for you.
I totally relate.
I'm sure she's already bought her own Valentine's gift.
The thing with Valentine's Day, and all us guys can relate, dude, I forget. Listen, if we didn't do a show and like we have to make a big deal out of it, I would forget that it happens.
It's ridiculous, the whole thing. I mean, it's, you know, and they're just all just made up things, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like having snipe hunting day.
Yeah.
Celebrating snipe hunting.
Why don't we have Bass Pro Shop Day?
So, Lee Bryce is with us.
Camping in a cave. We'll put a little echo on us.
There we go.
Oh, it sure is dark in this cave. I'm scared.
It's very romantic. What we need is a romantic song to keep us from getting afraid.
I'm glad Lee's here to play the number one song in America.
It's a woman like you.
Here we go. Last night. Out of the blue, if I never met a woman like you.
Dude, that sounded great.
That's so hot. You ever forget the words?
Oh, dude, all the time.
Yeah.
And they just like
they
fast as you, and you just point at them, you know, like look at them, and like you know,
I'm telling you, what are you gonna do?
I love that lyric when he says,
if I can, you are bitch, A, B, C, D, F, G.
K,
Carrie Underwood is our guest. Are you able to walk out into like places and like no one even knows it's you?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
So you just dress down maybe?
Well, those seem to be the ones people notice me in, and then I'm terrible looking, and then people want a picture, and I'm like, I'm so gross
wow,
now.
Wow, look, Carrie Underwood with a beard and mustache. And
I tried a wig once. It was I felt weird.
How do you hide all that hair that you already have?
I don't know.
That had to be like a fro.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
Is that Fat Albert?
That was. So the album, aren't you glad you came in?
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba on the radio. Big D and Bubba on the morning show. Wake up everybody, it's getting time to go. It's Big D and Bubba everywhere.